This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. Glad you are hanging in there. Glad you are making me a part of your day. I really am. Nothing's more flattering. So I was curious, and I'm wondering if you have the same curiosity. What's happening with Russia? I'm talking about as it pertains to Donald Trump. What's happening? 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, was all they could talk about. The
Donald Trump connection to blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
The special prosecutor's doing this. I heard he's hired brought on a new anti-Trump lawyer. He's got all this investigation going. We haven't heard a peep. There hasn't been a leak. Nothing. What's going on with Russia? Where's Comey? Is he vacationing with Barack Obama? Where's this sucker been? Is he hanging out at the Clinton Foundation? Is he on some rich man's yacht? Where's James Comey? You know, the more I learn about politics, and hey, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm learning through the show House of Cards. The more I learn about how these people are used, there's nobody clean in Washington, D.C. That's really the net of it. It's funny, when they in the show, they'll say, we need a piece of legislation, and how do we get this or that? And then the president, played by Spacey, will go, oh, don't worry. We've got enough dirt on him that, well, the old congressman will come around. He doesn't want people to know about his penchant for 12-year-old boys. You're like, wow. They've got black book and dirt on everybody. The politics of things is so corrupt, it's disturbing. And granted, it's Hollywood, right? But I'm close enough to some of the other crap that I see what they're talking about. I get the parallels between one thing and the other. These people that are writing these screenplays are political insiders, getting good information from people that have been there, done that. And let me tell you, watch that series and you'll go, huh, that's when they were dealing with the Putin situation and the hostage. Or Edward Snowden. That's who he represents. Oh, that person mysteriously died. That sounds like a Hillary Clinton thing. It is amazing to watch it. It really is. So where's Comey? Hey, where's Hillary and Bill Clinton? Have you heard anything from these crooks? I told you guys I was in Paris at the Iranian Resistance Movement, an event. Unbelievable. Love, love, love it. And here's what I learned in an article. An Iranian foundation was convicted as a front organization for the regime, the Tehran regime, and they donated $100,000 to the Clintons. Now you say, that's not a lot of money. The Clintons are used to getting millions. And here's a group that's giving them $100,000. But a New York grand jury ruled that the government can seize a building majority owned by the Alavi Foundation. It agreed with prosecutors that it's a front group for the mullahs in Tehran. I've done two or three interviews in the last 3 or 4 days regarding this whole movement of the mullahs in Iran, who have been absolutely funding terror since their takeover in the late 1970s, early 1980s of the Iranian government. Now, this article goes on to say that the foundation used the Manhattan skyscraper to garner hundreds of millions in revenue so it could supply cash for its, quote, charitable endeavors inside of the United States. Let me tell you something, friends. If any investigative reporter followed this money, you would find it tied. It would go right directly to the Democrats. Directly. The Alavi Foundation, they say, rarely donated to non-Islamic or non-academic institutions. Alavi spent most of its funds on building Shiite institutions such as mosques and cultural centers, and installing Iranian-friendly professors at prominent American universities. When I say Iranian-friendly, I'm not talking about friendly to the resistance, friendly to the regime. These people are building an infrastructure of anti-American, pro-Islamic, pro-Iran's oppressive government right in front of your eyes. They aren't even hiding it. And they're using organizations like the Clinton and the Clinton Foundation to do it. Its regular donations to the Clinton Foundation, which are about 100 grand, stood out. Because from 1985 to 2014, the Alavi Foundation, which last year listed its assets at over $100 million, donated to only 13 non-Islamic organizations. And in addition to its direct donations to the Clinton Foundation, the Alavi Foundation sent money to organizations associated with the nonprofit. Alavi has given funds to the Clinton Foundation through its supposed humanitarian programs, the Child Foundation in Louisiana and Haiti. And it was only a tip. It was only just a, hey, you know, here's a little bit to see how we get things moving. If the Clintons had made it to the White House, you would see millions of dollars going to the Alavi Foundation. And in fact, Barack Obama's release of those funds to that bogus regime is exactly so they could donate to other causes to these Democrats. Start following the money. Prominent legislators and pundits like myself, we've concluded that the Clinton Foundation is a money laundering and influence peddling operation. They just curry favor. Well, I should say the people that donate to them wish to curry favor with Hillary Clinton when she was powerful. Now she's been marginalized, so we'll see what happens. But this is the news we have about these folks. The Clinton Foundation, I've said it before and I'll say it till I don't have any air in my lungs. They've done nothing to help anybody on this planet that hasn't been done by somebody else better. This is strictly how do we get ahead, keep ourselves as multimillionaires, stay relevant, and continue this larceny. And when confronted with the possibility that the Alavi Foundation was an Iranian front group, the Clinton Foundation refused to return the donations. At the time in 2015, New York's attorney Preet Bharara, who by the way is a leftist, who was making a name for himself, he says for two decades, the Alavi Foundation affairs have been directed by various Iranian officials, including Iranian ambassadors at the UN, in violation of a series of U.S. laws. Now, is it going to change whether the Clinton Foundation is going to dispose of these funds that they receive from groups like them? No. The Clintons will take money from the devil himself. He wouldn't even have to dress up and come as a human. He could have the pointed tail and be red with the horns, and they'd still do business with him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can get a hold of us at 844-551-8255, and I hope you will. So, you know that we live in a lawless era, a lawless time in America, the era of Obama, the remnants of which can be seen in plain sight. We got a cop killer. There were two cops killed a while back. You guys may not remember this story. Ambushed in New York as they sat in their cars. They did nothing. All they did was wear a uniform. Had these guys been in an unmarked car wearing civilian clothing, they'd be alive today. The reason they're not is because Barack Obama and the left have put a bounty on police officers. It used to be you would be afraid to confront a police officer because he was the strong arm of the law, and they were going to be given some level of respect, whether it was in front of a jury or whatever. It is very different today. So now they have a target on their backs. And because of that, Officer Mia Sotis Familia was killed. She killed as she sat inside of her police vehicle in what they call an unprovoked attack. It was provoked. It was provoked by the race-baiting, anti-cop, anti-American leftist. They were who got her killed. You can exonerate them if you want. That's up to you. I don't care. I know who killed her. Yeah, sure. They're going to tell you it's a guy named Bonds, a career criminal. But it's not him. He did the dirty work of Barack Obama and that ilk. He certainly did. Let me tell you something. They didn't just get her killed. Go look at the stats. I didn't get them because I was in Paris. But over the weekend for the 4th of July, I can guarantee you people were killed in Chicago in crazy numbers. And let me tell you who got them killed. Leftists got them killed. You can exonerate them if you want, but this black man isn't. I know exactly what's been created. I know exactly the society that we live in. It is a society that we fight against every single day, that we wouldn't even believe existed. If I took you back 50 years and told you this is what you would face, you would say, dude, are you losing your mind? That's what you'd say. And you'd be right to ask me that. I'd say, no, I'm telling you, I've been fast forwarded to the future, and here's what it is. Kevin, you're telling me they're going to let cops be shot in their cars? In St. Louis, in Chicago, in Houston, Texas, people will be ambushing the cops, that they will be giving out multi-million dollar lawsuits to the families of criminals? Negro, you must be losing your mind. And I would be, hey, don't call me Negro. I'm just kidding. I don't care if you call me Negro. But I would be losing my mind to believe that that world was going to exist. And it exists. Shot and killed in an unprovoked attack. That's like saying, well, there was an unprovoked terror attack in Paris. Unprovoked? Oh, it's been provoked. When the left tells you, you know what? Being a terrorist is a good thing. Suicide killer. Hey, you know what? Let's build a mosque on hallowed ground of 9/11. Why not? You know, let's make a martyr out of these terrorists that we kill. Unprovoked. Sitting in her marked police car. Probably eating a sandwich, filling out a report, thinking about her wife, I mean her children, her husband. I don't know if she's a husband, if she's married. Familia was a 12-year NYPD veteran. Shot right in front of her partner is what I'm told. Her partner wasn't wounded in the attack, however. And, of course, you know, once she got shot, he's providing assistance to her and just giving a description of the guy. And, of course, he was killed down the road. But here's what they wrote at the time. Based on what we know right now, this was an unprovoked attack against police officers who worked this great city. That's what the police commissioner said. Unprovoked. Hey, Police Commissioner O'Neill, let me just wake you up to the fact, my friend. There is no such thing as an unprovoked police attack. It's provoked. It's been provoked. You are doing a disservice to your officers by telling them, hey, just go out there and be safe. There's not going to be any provoked attacks. They are under fire. Why do you think we made the movie Bleeding Blue? Go to bleedingbluemovie.com and look at the trailer. And tell me I'm losing my mind. Bond, the guy who shot Officer Familia and killed her, had an extensive criminal record. He had addresses all over New York City, at least 6 different aliases, and from what I'm told, he had just gotten out of prison. Currently on parole for a robbery in Syracuse. No, he's a choir boy. Don't be surprised if this fool gets money. His family gets money. He had several drug charges back in 2001. That's what got him arrested. How do you think the drugs are getting here? You think conservatives are bringing these drugs in? You think the left are bringing these drugs in? Who do you think condones the use of all this illicit drug and stuff and is making money, profiteering off of it? You think it's George Bush? Not that George Bush isn't a leftist, but you get what I'm saying. You think Donald Trump is bringing in drugs? So he had several drug charges back in 2001, which landed him in prison. And also, He was drug charges, but in 2001, he was arrested for beating a New York police officer with brass knuckles. Bonds has posted anti-cop sentiments on social media. He complained of an Oakland cop stopping a child on a bicycle. What happened? Child get a ticket, get arrested, get beaten? What? That's his complaint. They have surveillance of Bonds leaving the bodega. Pulling up in his hoodie, walking up to the patrol vehicle and firing a shot. By the way, could have easily been Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, being killed by Michael Brown Jr., the gentle giant who was on his way to college, who strong-arm robbed a bodega in Ferguson, or a convenience store, call it whatever you want. But he strong-arm robs a little Pakistani dude, then gets in a confrontation with a cop who only wants to go home, has no agenda. But the left gave Darren Wilson an agenda and claimed that he shot Michael Brown with his hands up begging for his life. No bigger lie has ever been told. And because of that, Familia Miosotis Familia is dead. And many other cops run the risk every day, exponentially, of being dead because of this. I feel sad for a family. I feel sad for everybody involved. I feel sad for society. Because the left aren't going to correct this narrative. They don't care. There's no money in caring. Haven't we proven that? What did I tell you? Look at the verdicts. Look at the civil lawsuits against the cities and the towns and what they're getting for these thugs dying. And tell me they want to change anything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy?
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credit. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims need not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So, you know what I do? I figured it out. If we were to boil it down, what do we do? Do you guys have any theories? Just like a 5 second, what is it that the team that we do, KJ Radio, the Black Sphere, whatever, what do we do? You got some? I know we talk race and culture, but I'm saying, what do we do? Hey, let me tell you. I'm going to save you the suspense. We save America billions of dollars, millions, billions, trillions of dollars. That's what we do. Or we're trying to anyway. Because we're fighting against all the forces of evil that want to take your money from you. That's what we do. Just listen to anything I talk about. It is always, if I wanted to be, I'm just going to cut to the chase. If I wanted to be ruthless in all of this, I would just go after your money. I'd be the richest dude on the planet going after you white people's money. Y'all out there, Kevin, why you got to make it all racial? I'm just saying. Black folks ain't going to donate to me. Well, they would. They would. I could get their money, too. Because they would be like, Kevin's hammering white folks? Let's get black folks some money. Let's get Kim people some money, as we say. Just get Kim folks some money. They would get my money. They would get your money and give it to me. They would. Because they would say, man, Kevin is blasting these white people. You wouldn't even know Van Jones's name if I went to the left. That's just the truth. You wouldn't. People would be like, what, Van Jones, is that like a new car? Is that a new automobile by Chevrolet? No. You wouldn't even know him. Because I would put you white folks on, but I would have you just forking over money. Here, Kevin, take our money, please. So I save you money. That's what I do. Here's the deal. Truth be told, if I could just get 10% of the money that I saved conservative America, which is mostly white, if I got 10% of that, I'd be filthy. I have more money than the Clintons. I'd be up there hobnobbing. Yeah, talking smack. Going, hey, Bill and Hillary, I was looking at my financial report, and I'm worth more than y'all now. How's the Clinton Foundation living? I could get away with that, because I'd be richer than they. I would be climbing. I would pass Obama and be looking back going, what's up, y'all? What's up? Easy. 10% of what I saved this nation. This is a public service. That's what we do. I feel like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is saving the nation many, many dollars. In small ways, they're symbolic. And then in bigger ways that are more than symbolic. Trump will pay his staffers $35.8 million in the year that he's first, year of taking over. Obama paid his staffers $40.9 million in 2015. I don't know why they chose that year. $35.8 million versus $40.9 million. So, in other words, over $5 million savings in a year. So if he maintained the same staffing levels compared to Obama's, he could save the American public $20 million. I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. I'd take it. I'd say to Donald, could you put that into the trust that we just put up that's going to help a lot of folks? Because $20 million, I'm going to tell you something. We change politics. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody about me. Please don't do it. Because if you do, they might actually like what I do. They might like the work that my foundation puts together. We just started a charitable foundation. It's been in the works. We just didn't know how to do it. But we started it. And now all these things that we've been doing and getting just, crushed financially because it's been coming out of my pocket, you guys can help fund. You'll get more on it. But I'm looking at Donald Trump. I'm looking at how much money he has saved. And I'm thinking about what I save people. Because let me tell you, when you live my lifestyle, it costs you money. People want to hurt me. They want to hurt members of my family because of my politics. I would love to have security for my family. Would you want your 10-year-old boy having to be afraid because somebody's threatening his dad that I'm going to shoot your dad on the internet? Yeah, but I can't get him or me security. I ain't complaining. We all got to go. But I'm going to tell you, I'll do everything I can to protect my kid. No doubt about it. I don't care about me. I got to go. I'll go out swinging. I know that. But we are putting money back in your pockets. The reason why your tax rate isn't going to go from 39% to 44% or whatever, the reason why you're going to spend a lot less money on poverty pimps, people that are wanting to race pimp their way to profitability, is because of people like me. And because people like you and me elected Donald Trump and said, we're going to put an end to it. See, I'm going to still be vocal against these clowns called the Congressional Black Caucus. You would think the election of Donald Trump would end their reign of terror. It hasn't ended anything. You think the media is going to tell you that Donald Trump is spending $5 million, $5 million less than Barack Obama per year? What about the First Lady's staff? Friday's, they had data that came out on Friday that showed that First Lady Melania Trump employs only 5 staffers for a total of only $600,000 a year. On the other hand, Michelle Obama had a staff of 24 with a payroll that cost taxpayers millions of dollars annually. Millions with an S. And then there's a big difference between Donald Trump and a number of White House czars. Czars are the specialized advisors who advise the president in specific areas of interest. Obama had, I don't know, 30 czars or 40 czars throughout his presidential terms. Trump has zero czars on his payroll. I'm just telling you. When people want to know the difference, you need to be prepared with facts. Melania Trump has 4 staffers. Michelle Obama had 24. Donald Trump spends $5 million plus dollars less than Barack Obama in staff. Donald Trump donates his salary to charity. Donald Trump, according to the news a while back, has lost $1 billion as president in endorsements and business dealings. Is he panicked? Does he care? Donald Trump has no czars on his payroll. And what you're going to find out after all of this stuff and the dust settles, Donald Trump didn't work with any special interest in any way to enrich himself, to enrich his friends, to enrich his family. Nothing. Then contrasted with Barack Obama. Go follow the money, media, you disingenuous, lying miscreants. You know Barack Obama, everything he touched was in payback to the people that got him into office. And I'm talking the most crooked people on the planet. People who have no right to be a part of American society in any way. Certainly financially. Saudi Arabians, the Iranians, you name it. Clinton Foundation's crooked to their core. Most crooked group of politicians on the planet, bar none. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, have both declined a taxpayer-funded salary. In addition, 2 of Trump's key advisors, Gary Cohen and Christopher Liddell, each get a salary of $30,000, the lowest in the White House. They both have previous jobs where they had crazy salaries. Yeah, go make your comparison, leftist. We got something for you. Now, you guys are armed with ammunition. Go get them. Don't let them talk smack to you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You guys know I grew up poor, right? I used to joke when I give speeches and say, we were so poor, the electric company came one time and blew out the candles. Yeah, but we weren't that poor. But we were poor. We were poor in a sense that I knew there was much I couldn't get. Much. It was something as simple as tennis shoes. Now, I always tell this story. My grandmother bought me kids, and they were like a dollar, maybe a dollar 50. And other kids got Converses, which were like 20 bucks. And Converses, the rubber on the bottom of a Converse, man, just changed your whole basketball game. Kids, the minute you made one cut, you guys think I'm kidding? True story. You make one cut, the rubber came off the bottom, and then your shoes are like Teflon, and you look like James Brown trying to play basketball. You couldn't cover somebody and kids. You flatly couldn't do it. So you already had the wrong equipment to beat these guys. I'll be honest with you, it made me play tougher, play harder, because I had to anticipate where I was going to slide. I just think on those days, it was crazy. I watch, as my little son, we'll be going somewhere, he'll be like, hey, Dad, can we stop over at McDonald's? And I go, no. I go, what are you huffing about? I go, in 1 week, you eat at McDonald's more than I ate out my entire childhood. Don't huff me again. I'll take your little buddy back to McDonald's ever. And then there are times we'll be out and he'll be like, Dad, can we go to like a better place? You know, like a better, for what? What, is it your birthday? Is it somebody's 100-year-old birthday party that we're going to go to? Because we don't, things get taken for granted. You know what I'm saying? They just feel like, whatever. It's easy. I grew up poor. I told a story in my first book about going to the Nighthawk Steakhouse. You go, Kevin, how do you remember that you were, 8 years old and your grandfather took you to the Nighthawk Steakhouse in San Antonio, Texas? Because that's how many few times that we ate out that my grandfather said to me, I'm taking you out to the Nighthawk to get you a hamburger for your birthday. I was like, what? I get to go to... you got to be kidding me. I remember it. I remember that hamburger being the size of a dinner plate. And it was the best hamburger. Oh, my goodness. My grandfather worked there part-time. That's how he arranged it. So I eat a $4 hamburger back when that was a lot of money. And I don't know if my grandfather got a discount, but I remember him taking me there. I wasn't with my grandmother. I wasn't with my brother. He took me to the Nighthawk Steakhouse. I thought, wow. I remember when I was a kid, we were over visiting one of the properties of the rich family that we worked for, a white family, and they had a three-wheeler, and I was trying to start it, and it wouldn't start. You know, it was one of those pull things like a lawnmower where you pull it, and so I was pulling it. And I couldn't start it. My brother tried it a couple times. He couldn't get it going. So I pulled it once, and my right hand ring finger, blew open on the tip because I caught it on something. And it just started bleeding profusely. And we looked at it. It looked like somebody had shot, it literally looked like the top had blown up. Just and little pieces of skin and all that. Sorry to get too graphic, but it was. And it was bleeding. And I was like, oh my gosh. And my grandmother and grandfather looked at it, and as poor people, they don't take you to the doctor unless it's something pretty big. And they go, ooh, we got to get this boy to the hospital. So there we went. Whoop. We cut across the city, and my grandmother, they took me to a hospital. It wasn't Bexar County Hospital, but it was a regular hospital. And I just remember the nurse saying, lucky you're not at Bexar County. And the reason she said that is because we were waiting and I was in real pain. And she goes, well, there's not much we can do because we just had a kid that got hit by a car that we're working on and all the doctors are working on him. And I was like, you can pull one of them off, please. So they finally give me a doctor and they looked at it and I was in pain. They said, well, we can give you a shot and it'll take the pain away. And I go, where are you going to give me a shot? They said, right in the fingertip. But I was in so much pain, I was like, do it. So they give me a shot in the, nastiness of the thing. So it didn't hurt, cleaned it up. And I still have the scar to this day. I'm looking at it right now. But the point of it was my grandparents were like, we got to take him to the doctor. And I don't know what the cost was, but I know for them to want to take me to the doctor, it looked bad. I couldn't even look at it after it blew open. But we know poverty. I know poverty. But I look at these leftists who think they know poverty. They think they know how people live, and they don't. I didn't feel poor. I knew I couldn't just go to the doctor. I knew that I couldn't buy Converses. I knew there were things that rich people did that I couldn't do. I heard people talk about vacations and things. We took vacations. They were road trips to San Antonio or a road trip to Abilene or something like that. That was our vacation. It was a small down, scaled down version of what white people did. I didn't go to Europe. Well, I did, but I went with the white family. But I'm saying my family didn't do that. I had to live through other people's means, when I went to Africa, the family that we worked for said, "You want to go? Okay, I'll go." Boom. That's how I went. I didn't go because my family could afford it. But we never felt poor. I knew I couldn't get things, but that it wasn't about getting things. That wasn't the definition of poor. That's why when Ben Carson said, poverty is a state of mind. He did an interview on Sirius FM, and that's essentially what he said. He says, I think poverty to a large extent is a state of mind. You take somebody that has the right mindset, you can take everything from them, put them on the street, and I guarantee in a little while they'll be right back up there. And he's right. That was what it was for me. It was a state of mind. You guys, maybe some of you know this, but I lost a small fortune when I started doing this. It sneaked up on me because I was just wanting to do something to change the world. And I kept pouring more and more money into it. And suddenly I was broke. Did I feel the pang of poverty? Absolutely. It brought back horrible memories, not in the sense of, you know, oh my God, you know, I had to go beat up a dude to get some money. Yeah. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was just this idea that I felt like I'd never be back in that circumstance. And there I was. I was back. And through the grace of God and through good friends who said to me, Kevin, we're not going to let you lose your house. We're not going to let you starve. We're going to help you out. Because of my friends and the relationships I've built up over the years, I didn't have to worry about my poverty because they were there for me. And for the record, I would have done the same thing for them. And they know that. So we've got all these things, you know, that theoretically made me poor. But we know where my richness came in when I was down and out, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. And my buddy said, dude, what do you need? We got you. See, that's wealth. That's wealth beyond belief. I had one of my super rich friends said, Kevin, what can I do for you? I said, I don't want your money. I said, every now and then, will you just make a phone call for me? He says, done. That's all I want. I don't want his money. The richness I have is in my relationship with him and his family and my other friends and their families. We are brothers, equally yoked, willing to do anything to help each other. That's not poverty. Ben Carson is saying, when you're raised with the right mentality, you can never be a slave. You can never be impoverished because you're so rich with ideas. What he's saying is, if you teach that, you've extricated the black man from any potential of negative or woe is me and all that. And Adam Schiff, a congressman, a very wealthy congressman, says of Ben Carson, that poverty is a state of mind, Dr. Carson, and how would you diagnose hunger, homelessness, addiction, mere hallucinations? This is a man who knows nothing about any of those. If you're hungry in America, you're either lazy or crazy. That's first of all. And homelessness? Really? You don't have enough people to go to? Or don't misunderstand me. I know there are some people, a very small number of people who are homeless, but I dare Adam Schiff to go to the countries that I've visited and talk to me about homelessness, talk to me about hunger. And as far as addictions go, whose problem is addiction, Adam Schiff? Yeah, chemicals will make people do crazy things, but who are the ones creating those people? And what's that got to do with poverty? Nothing. See, Democrats try to throw you off with the different comments. Hunger and homelessness is poverty, and you don't need either in America. If you're willing to get out there and do the bare minimum, you don't have to have either. What, we don't have enough Section 8 housing for them? We don't have enough empty buildings that the government owns? What are you talking about? And for the record, it doesn't matter. I know people who slept in their cars and become major successes. Sometimes you need a night out on the street. Sometimes you need hunger boiling in your belly.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.